December 22, 1929, how the greatest works cannot be done on one's own, for they would die at birth. The three prisons of Jesus. The two mammas. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues, and my tender Jesus, making himself seen as a tiny little baby, either in my heart or in the womb of the celestial mama, but so very tiny, with an enrapturing beauty, all love, with his face wet with tears, and he cries because he wants to be loved, sighing, tells me, ah, ah, why am I not loved? I want to renew in souls all the love I had in incarnating myself, but I find no one to whom to give it. In incarnating myself I found my Queen Mama, who gave me the field to pour out my love and to receive in her maternal heart all the love that creatures rejected from me. Ah! She was the depository of my rejected love, the sweet company of my pains, her ardent love that dried my tears. The greatest works cannot be done on one's own, but two or three at least are needed, as depositories and nourishment of the work itself. Without nourishment works cannot have life, there is the danger that they might die at birth. This is so true that, in creation, there were the three of us, divine persons, in creating it. And then we made man as the depository of our work. Not content, because works alone do not bring happiness, we gave him the company of the woman. In the incarnation, the three divine persons were concurring, and in my company, or rather, they were inseparable from me, with the addition of the celestial queen. And she herself was the divine depository of all the goods of the incarnation. See, then, how the company of the creature is necessary to me in order to form my works. A creature who would place herself at my disposal in order to receive the great good I want to give her. So, do you want to be my second mama? Do you want to receive the great good of the renewing of my incarnation, as the endowment of the kingdom of my divine fiat? In this way I will have two mamas, the first, who let me form the kingdom of redemption. The second, who will let me form the kingdom of my divine will. And placing his tiny little hands on my face, caressing me, told me, my mama. My mama. Maternal love surpasses all loves. So, you will love me with insuperable love of mother. After this, he kept silent, wanting to be rocked in my arms. And then he added, my daughter, now, you must know the excess of my love, where it led me. In descending from heaven to earth it led me into a most narrow and dark prison, which was the womb of my mama. But my love was not content. Within this very prison it formed for me another jail, which was my humanity, which jailed my divinity. The first prison lasted 9 months for me. The second prison of my humanity lasted for me as many as 33 years. But my love did not stop. Toward the end of the prison of my humanity it formed for me the prison of the Eucharist, the smallest of prisons, a little host in which it imprisoned me, humanity and divinity. And I would have content myself with being there as though dead, letting not one breath, not a movement, nor a heartbeat be heard, and not for a few years, but until the consummation of centuries. So, I went from prison to prison, they are inseparable from me. Therefore I can be called the divine inmate, the celestial prisoner. In the first two prisons, in the intensity of my love I mature the kingdom of redemption. In the third prison of the Eucharist I am maturing the kingdom of my divine fiat. And this is why I called you to the prison of your bed, so that, together, both of us prisoners, in our solitude, bonding together, we may make the good of the kingdom of my will mature. If a mama was necessary to me for redemption, so also do I need a mama for the kingdom of my fiat, and my demanding love wanted this mother is imprisoned, so as to keep her at my disposal. Therefore, I will be your prisoner, not only in the little host, but also in your heart. And you will be my dear prisoner, all intent on listening to me and on breaking the loneliness of my long imprisonment. And even though we are prisoners, we will be happy, because we will mature the kingdom of the divine will to give it to creatures.